Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Yud Beis, Baba Kama 12a, pagination is 23. Counting up from the bottom, one line in the beginning of the line, Omar Shmuel. We're familiar with the concept of agav, which means that you're kona, you acquire one thing, and through that you acquire other things. This works when a person is buying real estate. And agav, the real estate that he's buying, he acquires certain metaltalim, certain movable objects. We use this kinyan, for example, when we sell the chametz to the non-Jew. We have him make a kinyan on some sort of real estate, maybe a shed or whatever. And we say that agav, his acquiring the shed, he's acquiring all the movable objects that are in this sale, namely the chametz product, such as Cheerios. He acquires it through the real estate. That's the concept of agav, and that's true even if the movable objects are not placed on the real estate. Even conceptually, through the real estate, a person can acquire movable objects. Over here, Shmuel tells us that there is a concept of agav that applies not just between real estate and movable objects, but between real estate itself. Machalo eser sadas be'eser medinos. If a person is selling 10 fields in 10 different countries, kevin she'echzik ba'achas mehen, once the person acquires one of them, kana kulan, he acquires them all. So that even though these fields are not attached, as we would describe them being attached, they're in totally different places, the person makes a kinyan on one of them, he fences it in, for example, that is going to be the kinyan on all of the fields. Now this Gemara comes up in Kiddushin as well, on Daf Chav Zayin, and the Gemara over there, Chav Zayin Amud Beis 27b, qualifies this ruling and says, "Bameh devarim amurim, when does this apply? Shenosen lo demei kulan, if he gave the money to pay for all of the fields, all 10. Aval lo nosen lo demei kulan, but if he didn't give money for all the fields, lo kana el keneged ma'osav, he will only acquire according to the amount of money that he gave. So that if we've decided that it's $1,000 per property and he only gives $1,000 so far, then when he makes a kinyan on the field that he's making a kinyan on, because that's the one in town where we live, he's not going to acquire all other 9 fields because he only gave enough money for the field that's in front of us. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat Kuf Tzadi Beis, Si'if Yud Beis, we find, Hamocha L'chaveiro Yud Sados B'Yud Medinos, this case, a person is selling to his friend 10 fields in 10 different countries, Kevan She'echzik Ba'achad Mehem, once he acquires one of them, Kana kulam, he acquires them all. That was the statement of Shmuel. Bameh devarim amurim on the next line. When was this said? Shenosan demei kulam, that he's paying it all up front. Avlam lo nosan demei kulam, but if he didn't pay for everything, lo kana ela keneged ma'osav, he only acquires according to the amount of money that he gave. The problem over here is not the kinyan. The problem is that the person doesn't have das, the seller doesn't have das, because he didn't get the money and he's not being generous, so to speak, in how much he's allowing the other person to acquire, because the person hasn't come through yet with the payment. This prompts a fascinating question, which the Mechaber continues with. Lefikach, therefore, what would happen in the case of a matana, in the case of a gift? On the one hand, there's no lack of money. In other words, I didn't require any money of you. So now, as you're doing the act of acquisition, there's no lack of money that's been transferred. It's not that you still owe money, and therefore I'm withholding my generosity of allowing you to be kona the property. You don't owe me anything. And therefore, the first position is, lefikach im hayu akol b'matana kana kulam. Therefore, if it was one big gift, then the act of acquisition that's done on one works on everything, because there's no reason to withhold, because you're not expecting any more money. V'yesh cholkim. But there are those who argue and say that even by a matana, a gift, you only acquire the field that you made the kinyan on, because you don't have this advantage of having given money for all of the fields. And therefore, as the Sma describes it, since no money was exchanged, mistama daito shel hanosein, we assess the intent of the giver, sheyehei habreira biyado lachzer bo, that he should still have the right to retract, to change his mind, because that's how everything works until the kinyan is done, and therefore he's waiting for the kinyan before he finalizes the deal. Kozman shalokan uhu hamekabel, as long as the person acquiring it, the recipient, has not yet done his act of acquisition, it does not transfer. And therefore, the other nine fields, since there's no money on the table to compel, if you will, the person to agree, so he's waiting around. He's saying, I'm offering you all these 10 fields, but until an actual act of acquisition is done, this second opinion says it's not considered a kinyan on the other fields. So again, we start off with Shmuel. Shmuel says there's such a thing as being kona here and acquiring all other 9 fields, but we qualified it b'medevarim amurim when he paid. But if he didn't pay, he only gets the amount that he paid for. And we asked, what about matana, where he's not expected to pay? One position is you acquire it, because we're not waiting on the money, because that wasn't the agreement. The agreement was it was a gift. On the other hand, v'yesh cholkim, there are those who disagree by a gift, and they say, he didn't get money to propel him into that position where he's giving it to you generously. One field acquires all. And therefore, perhaps, he's waiting until you actually do your chazaka on each one, and until that time, according to the second position, you would still be able to go back on the gift. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.